Dort College, we celebrate God's presence.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We flip the page, and we head into the men's contest. And this one's going to be a tall task for the defenders. Briarcliff, a very, very good team. Number four in the country. Good. Dort College defenders. Third in the Great Plains Athletic Conference ratings. Not the standings, but the ratings. They're in the receiving votes category of the NAIA Division II Men's Basketball Coaches Poll. Dort College, 7-3 in the conference, 12-7 entering play tonight. Briarcliff Chargers, 8-1 in the conference, 17-2 overall. And Briarcliff Chargers, a win here this evening, obviously puts them in the driver's seat. They might run away and hide with the conference lead. Dort College defenders need to pull off an upset on the road to try to tighten up the conference race. Otherwise, the Briarcliff Chargers, a pivotal contest here this evening. As you take a look at the conference standings, you've got three teams with three losses each, another two with four losses, and then the separation, two teams that have 6 and 9 losses here through one half of the conference season. Let's take a closer look at this Briarcliff team. The Briarcliff men, 17-2 this season, 8-1 on the GPAC. They've won 13 in a row. Their last loss came to Dakota Wesleyan, oddly enough, here at the Newman Flanagan Center, 101-95. Briarcliff's other loss this year was a 76-74 decision to Grandview on October 30. Chargers are averaging 95.8 points per game and allow 76 points per contest. Chargers are getting out rebounded 41.2 to 39, but are more than making up for that with a 49.5% success rate from the field goal, from the field that is, and 38.8% shooting from the three-point line. Clay Harold is scoring 16.3 points per game and is making 42.4% of his three-point shots. Brian Forbes scores 15.2 points per game and has a 7.5 rebounding average. Shane Graves scores 11.9 points per game with a team-high 83 assists. Austin Holman is at 10.2 points per game. Eric Erdman scores 10.1 points per contest. Erdman is converting 41.8% of his three-point attempts. Austin Leffler scores 9.3 points per game. For the Dort men, they're 12-7 overall, 7-3 in the GPAC, 9-2 over their last 11 games. Defenders have won four games in a row in the GPAC, with their last loss coming to Concordia on December the 9th in Seward in overtime. Dort's outscoring teams 85.6 to 79.3, that is. They out-rebound teams 42.6 to 33.9. Dort is converting 46.8% of its field goal tries. They allow 44.1% shooting from the field. Dort makes 35.4% of its three-point shots. Leighton Sampson leads this team with a 16.2 points per game average. He also takes down 4.8 rebounds. Has a 61.8% field goal shooting percentage to lead the team. Nathan Rendell scores 15.3 points per game, tops the team with 7.8 rebounds per contest. He has a team-high 101 assists and 27 steals. Dalton Franken scores 11.9 points per game. He's making 95% of his free throw attempts. Brian Sumner scores 8.8 points per game. Alec Henriksen adds 8.6 points per contest. Andrew O'Donnell and Austin Biker score 7.7 and 6.2 points per game, respectively. Both take down 4.1 rebounds per game. Grant Harkness adds 5.5 points with 4.8 rebounds. The Charger men defeated Hastings on Saturday 95-83. Briarcliff led by 6 points at the half, and the lead was never smaller than four in the second half. Holman had 24 points, was 14 of 14 from the free throw line. The Dort men overcame a 9-point halftime deficit to defeat Nebraska Wesleyan on Saturday 92-88. Nathan Rendles and Leighton Sampson each had 23 points in the win for the defenders. Back with starting lineups right after this. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's basketball game. Let's begin with the Briarcliff Chargers. They will start number two, Shane Graves. Graves, a 5'10 junior from Sioux City, Iowa, averaging 11.9 points per game. Number 10 is Clay Harold, a 6'2 senior from Williams, Iowa, averaging 16.3 points per game. Number 11 is Austin Leffler, a 5'11 junior from Lawton, Iowa, averaging 9.3 points per game. Austin Holman is a 6'7 senior from Lamar's, averaging 10.2 points per game. And number 55 is Brian Forbes, a 6'5 junior from Lone Tree, Iowa, averaging 15.2 points per game. Two seniors and three juniors in the starting lineup for the Briarcliff Chargers. They will bring off of the bench another senior. That is Austin Polin, a 6'1 senior from Grand Rapids, Minnesota, averaging 5 points per game. And Eric Erdman is a 5'11 freshman from Forest City, Iowa, averaging 10.1 points per game. For the Dort College Defenders, they will start number one, Andrew O'Donnell, a 6'3 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 7.7 points per game. Nathan Rendles is a 6'1 senior from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 15.3 points per outing. Austin Bikerk is a 6'7 freshman from Jenison, Michigan, averaging 6.2 points per game. Dalton Franken is a 6'4 sophomore from Atlantic, Iowa, averaging 11.9 points per outing. And Leighton Sampson is a 6'5 sophomore from Worthington, Minnesota, averaging 16.2 points per game. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Some of the other other players you'll hear about for the Dort College Defenders: Alec Henriksen, a 6'1 freshman from Spirit Lake, averaging 8.6 points per game. Brian Sumner, a 6'2 junior from Ankeny, averaging 8.8 points per outing. And number 35, Grant Harkness, a 6'5 freshman from Westminster, Colorado, averaging 5.5 points per game. Patrick Nabla is a 6'2 junior from Sauk Center, Minnesota. He's averaging 1.2 points per game, but has played the role of defensive stopper in recent weeks. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take another timeout. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Back with the start of today's contest, we're having the introduction of the starting lineups. Back with our opening tip right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu, the Dort College Defenders. And Briarcliff Chargers getting set for basketball. Briarcliff in their home white uniforms basically looked all white. The only blue on it is outlining a white number. So that's white on white for those of you at home. I can't explain it either. And the Dort College Defenders in their road blacks with yellow numbers trimmed out in white. Dort College basketball, left side pass goes over to Bikerk. Bikerk gives it up over to Franken. Franken comes back right side over to Rendles. Rendles fires it back up front to Bikerk. Bikerk for the basketball. Rendles, left side it goes. They bounce it down low for Sampson, and Sampson is fouled on the way up. Foul's going to go on Austin Leffler. That's number one on Leffler. And team foul number one on the Briarcliff Chargers. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Nathan Rendles will throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. So Rendles to toss it in. Rendles comes over to Sampson. Sampson over the basketball. Sampson to Rendles. Rendles floater in the lane, partially blocked. Gets his own rebound back. Puts it up. No good, but he's fouled on the play. And he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. And that's a foul called on Shane Graves. Shane Graves whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. And Nathan Rendles will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So two free throws on the way for Nathan Rendles. Rendles, a 75% free throw shooter. First one is up and through. He's got another one on the way. Second free throw on the way for Rendles, the senior from Boulder, Colorado. Right-handed shot is up off the heel. No good. Rebound tap out by Biker, controlled by Franken. Left side pass comes over to Bikerk. Bikerk in the corner, back to Rendles. Rendles lets fly with a three. High archer is good. Nathan Rendles with 4 points, and the Dort College Defenders lead 4-0. Dort College on defense, Briarcliff basketball. Briarcliff, they feed it off over to Holman. Holman off of the glass, good. Austin Holman with a 2-point bucket. Dort College leads 4-2. Left side pass over to Bikerk. Bikerk hands it back over to Franken. Franken on the left wing. Franken gives it up to Rendles. Rendles driving in. His shot short-armed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Leffler. Leffler with the basketball. Loeffler up the floor. Loeffler with it at the top of the key, comes back over to Forbes. Forbes puts up a 17-footer, plants it on the back iron, no good, but there for the rebound and the putback is Austin Holman. Holman with all 4 points for Briarcliff, and we have our first tie of the basketball game at 18-41 remaining in the first half. O'Donnell with the basketball. He passes left side over to Rindles. Rindles into the corner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell looking high post, throws it back out front for Rindles. Rindles with the basketball near the center jump circle. 9 to shoot for the defenders. Now 8. Rindles with it. Rindles feeds it off for Franken. 3 seconds, now 2. Franken puts it up and he's fouled on the play by Forbes. Brian Forbes whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number 1 on him. Going to the free throw line will be Dalton Franken for a pair of free throws. Franken 37 of 39 this season from the charity stripe. Free throw for Franken is up and good. He's got another one on the way. Another free throw coming here for Franken, the sophomore from Atlantic, Iowa. Sophomore in terms of eligibility. Sat out last season due to an injury. Still working his way back completely from that. Makes both free throws, does Franken, and the Dort College defenders lead 6-4. Right side pass over to Loeffler. Loeffler drives in, puts it up. Shot no good. Double plump. Rebound taken away by Forbes. Forbes kicks it out. Harold. Harold, 3. Good. Clay Harold with an open look at a 3. Dort College trails 7-6. Into the front court with it is Rindles. Rindles feeds it back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball at the top of the key. O'Donnell looking down low. Instead feeds it cross court over to Biker. Biker tries to throw it down and ends up hitting it off of the back iron. Controlled by Briarcliff. Briarcliff with the basketball. Briarcliff driving in. Shot is up. No good, but a foul on the play. And Austin Loeffler will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 free throws. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Home Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000 and by Team Realty of Sioux Center. Providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewijk is a broker. Loeffler makes both free throws. He's an 84% free throw shooter. He knocks them both down. And the defenders trail at 9-6. O'Donnell with the basketball into the front court. Andrew takes it across the timeline. He's guarded there by Graves. Sampson wheels into the lane, double-teamed. Franken comes right corner over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell off of the glass, no good. Gets his own rebound back. Fires it out front for Sampson. Sampson, Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken drives left side of the lane. His layup is good. He's got 4. Dort College back to within a point at 9-8. 9-8, our score. Driving the other way is Graves, and Graves is fouled before the shot. Foul's going to go on the defenders. And Nathan Rindles. Rindles picks up his first personal foul. Alec Henriksen checks into the ball game. Checking out of the contest is Dort College's Nathan Rindles. Briarcliff basketball. Loeffler. Loeffler in between the circles. Loeffler guarded there by Franken. Driving left side, shot on the way is up. Three-pointer missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Biker as he clears it out. Passes over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell passes left side to Biker. Biker drives in, his finger roll no good. Left it short, rebound taken away by the Chargers. Chargers with a 1-point lead on the basketball. Driving in, shot on the way by Loeffler from 15 is good. Austin Loeffler with 4 points and the defenders trail 11-8. 11-8, Dort College trailing. Dort College basketball, Franken, left side O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it on the wing. O'Donnell has it at the top of the key, driving in. Right-handed layup, too strong, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Briarcliff. Coming up with it are the Chargers and Forbes. Forbes, guarded by Biker, puts it up. Shot is good. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. So Brian Forbes will go to the free throw line for a 3-point play opportunity. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs, 722-0707. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Four-point play for Forbes as he makes the free throw after the substitutions for the defenders. Rendles hands it off to Harkness. Harkness with a two-point bucket. Grant Harkness checked in at the last break. Dort College is down 4-14-10. Leffler with the basketball on the left side, guarded there by Sumner. Sumner in the ballgame along with Rendles, Nabla, Harkness, and Henriksen. Leffler stops, puts it up off of the glass, good. He's averaging 9.3 points per game. He's got six already. Dort College down a half a dozen, 16-10, 15-20 remaining. Brian Sumner, long look at a three. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled. Briarcliff comes down with it. Ricky Williams. Williams with the basketball gives it up. Right side, Leffler. Leffler to Williams. Williams at the top of the key, guarded by Harkness. Williams will put up the 12-footer. Missed it, no good. Weak side rebound cleared by Rendles. Rendles with a pass. Right side deflected out by Forbes. It'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing it in will be Patrick Nabla. College trying to reverse a 16-10 deficit. Pass into the backcourt, and Rendles will chase it down. Rendles will run it up now. 24 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Pass goes over to Henriksen. Henriksen puts it on the floor hard, drives into the lane, gets the shot to go, and Alec will go to the free throw line to shoot one as he was fouled in the act of shooting. He was able to duck inside, got hit on the head, according to Sean Johnston, one of the three officials, along with Dave Eggie and Chris Kaworik. 16-12, Dort College down four, trying to make it a three-point game. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Charlotte, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. Alec makes the free throw. It's a three-point play and a three-point game now. Dort College down 16-13. Briarcliff basketball, they work it to Clay Harold underneath Williams. Williams' shot is blocked out of bounds by Harkness. Sumner contacted it while he stood out of bounds. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Throwing the ball in for the Briarcliff Chargers. Eric Erdman, shot on the way, no good. Rebound, though, and put back for Jay Wolf. Back the other way we come. Brian Sumner in transition, and the Dort College defenders cut the lead down to 18-15 as Sumner gets the transition basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 18-15. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Briarcliff uses their first time out of the basketball game. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. More values matter, member FDIC. And by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Play Harold with the basketball. It passes it off over to Graves. Graves' pass is deflected out by Austin Beikirk after Dalton Franken tried to gamble for the steal. Eric Erdman guarded by Franken. Pass out front with the basketball is Jay Wolf. Erdman feeds Williams down low. Ricky Williams against Sampson. His little left-handed hook is good. Ricky Williams with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 20-15. Left side pass to Beikirk. Beikirk on the wing. Beikirk picks up his dribble. He passes over to Franken. Franken to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen, nothing there. Franken. Franken, 17-footer short, no good from the left baseline. And the rebound is cleared by Briarcliff and Shane Graves. Graves with the basketball, guarded there by Rendles. Comes back out front to Clay Harold. Harold looking for Williams. Instead, they go to Erdman. Erdman, right side, Wolf. Wolf with the ball. Wolf gives it up, Graves. Graves wraps it around for Williams. Williams puts it up off the side of the backboard, no good. And now reach-in foul called on Nathan Rendles, and Rendles is whistled for his second personal. And now Dort College is in some foul trouble with their starting point guard. O'Donnell checks in. Rendles will check out. That could be trouble for the defenders. Briarcliff inbounding. They get it in. Three on the way. Missed it. No good by Harold. Rebound cleared by Dort College. Well, now your thought process changes. Well, your starting point guard on the bench. Henriksen goes right side over to Beikirk. Beikirk for the basketball. Beikirk off-balance shot good. Austin Beikirk with a two-point basket. And the Dort College defenders trail by three, 20-17. Now you've got to turn this into a possession-by-possession basketball game. Ricky Williams down to the baseline against Sampson. His hook shot is good. Ricky Williams, 6'6", from Carson, Iowa. Seems like he always has big games against Dort College. Austin Beikirk back over to Franken. Franken with it into the lane. Off-balance shot. They're going to call the foul before the shot. Foul's going to go on Briarcliff and number five, Jay Wolf. Wolf whistled for the first personal foul for him. Team foul number five against the Chargers. Inbounding the basketball will be Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell to trigger. Andrew looking. Throws over the top, finds Brian Sumner. Sumner over the basketball. Sumner picks up his dribble. Sumner gets it back over to O'Donnell. 25 to shoot for the defenders. O'Donnell underneath. Franken. Franken shot no good, and they're going to call him for a charge. Dalton Franken whistled for the charging foul. For Dalton, that is number one on him. Briarcliff with a five-point lead. And the Chargers have the basketball. Shane Graves passes it to Austin Poland. Poland against Sumner. And Poland shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. And Poland will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul number one on Brian Sumner. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. The phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. Poland makes both free throws. It's a seven-point ball game, 24-17. With it out front is Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Beikirk. Beikirk left side, Sumner. Sumner over the basketball looking. Goes over to Franken. Franken right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell over the basketball looking down low. Instead, they find Beikirk. Beikirk off the glass, no good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Austin Poland, his first. 1-1 now for Austin Beikirk. I believe it's 1-1. Maybe I'm one foul ahead. Well, beg your pardon. It's going to be out of bounds play for Dort College, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. O'Donnell's pass is deflected out. It's last touched by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. 24-17, Dort College trailing. 11:46 remaining in this first half of play. Dort College inbounding on the three-point ring, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in on the baseline. They get it into Sampson. Sampson wheeling, double-teamed. Pass through the lane. Franken. Franken, 15-footer, missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Poland. Poland with the basketball across the timeline. Poland with it on the sideline. Poland passes left side. This is Erdman. Erdman driving in. Layup is good. Eric Erdman with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails by nine, 26-17. Well, the basketball is O'Donnell. O'Donnell right side. O'Donnell to Franken. Franken dribbles into traffic, and it's taken away by the Chargers. Chargers with a chance to open up a double-digit lead. Right side pass with the basketball is Wolf. Wolf to Holman. Holman out front. Graves. Graves thought about the three. Puts it up in traffic. His shot too strong. No good. Rebound cleared by Biker. Biker gets it away to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell to Franken. Franken driving in, and he is fouled on the play. Franken's two-point basket is good. He's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. Foul's going to go on Holman, I believe. That's number one on him. Biker checks out of the ballgame. Checking in is Nabla. Harkness checks in. Samson will check out. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hovelman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive, and by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. More values matter. Member FDIC. Franken checks out. Checking in is Henriksen. Franken made the free throw. Franken now with 7 points. Defenders trail 26-20. 10:42 and counting. Poland with the basketball. High post. It goes left side to Holman. Holman with the basketball. Wheels. One dribble. Nothing there. Now Poland. Poland through the lane. Pass over to Forbes. Forbes step back three is good. Brian Forbes with 6 points, and the defenders trail 29-20. O'Donnell with the basketball. Nord College has to chip away. Nabla out front. Left side, Henriksen. Henriksen looking down low. Looking for Harkness. Instead goes over to Sumner. Sumner right side, O'Donnell. The basketball, and now we've got an illegal screen called on the defenders and Pat Nabla. Nabla whistled for a foul, a block underneath. 29-20, Cliff in front. We're not even 10 minutes into this contest. Briarcliff will inbound, length of the floor in front of them. Brian Forbes will throw it in. Shane Graves will bring it up. Briarcliff is not led by double digits yet, but they're on the verge of breaking through and taking control of this basketball game. Graves gives it up Poland. Poland shovels it off to Holman. Holman back out front to Leffler. Leffler with the basketball to Graves. Graves back to Forbes. Forbes, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Henriksen. Here comes Dort College. Alec into the front court. Alec passes right side O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the ball. Andrew passes to Nabla. Nabla left wing. Now Henriksen. Henriksen ball fake. He's going to drive in. Puts it up with the left hand. Too strong. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Forbes. Forbes ahead to Poland. Poland right hand layup is up and good in traffic. Sumner was able to get back and bother the shot. But Poland gets the two-point basket. Poland now with 4 points, and Briarcliff has an 11-point lead, 31-20. O'Donnell with the basketball, 9 minutes remaining in the first half. O'Donnell double-team back to Harkness. Harkness to Henriksen. Henriksen left side Sumner, seven to shoot. Sumner, floater, baseline, good. Brian Sumner with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders will call the timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College trailing Briarcliff 31-22 with 8:56 remaining in the first half of play. And the Briarcliff Chargers, after the Dort College timeout, will bring it up. Briarcliff with a 9-point lead. Austin Holman out front. Holman guarded there by Sampson. Head full of steam coming downhill. Sampson is there to block him off. Comes back over to Holman. Holman into the lane. Holman working against Sampson. Left-handed shot, no good. Rebound off of the glass, no good. Controlled by Dort College. Here comes Rindles. Rindles with it. Ahead to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, reverse layup, good. Andrew O'Donnell with his first 2 points this evening. Dort College back to within seven now. 31-24. Blocking foul, a hold called on the defenders. That's going to be on Sampson, I believe. Leighton Sampson whistled for the personal. No, that's going to be on 31, Bikerk. And Austin Beikert has just picked up his second personal foul. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Brian Forbes will go to the free throw line and shoot a 1-1. Forbes, a 70% free throw shooter, so shooting the bonus now. Both teams in the bonus from here on out. Forbes' first free throw is good. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313 and by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour defender gear. Forbes makes both free throws, and the Briarcliff Chargers lead at 33-24. Dort College basketball now. Franken, right side, Harkness. Harkness, Rindles. Rindles, three ball on the wing. Good. Three-point basket for Nathan Rindles. He's got seven, and the defenders are back to within six, 33-27. Driving the lane is Graves. Graves has it blocked out of bounds, but the ball deflects off of the Dort College defenders. Certainly looked from my vantage point like it was off of Shane Graves in his forehead, but the call on the floor off of Dort College, it'll be Briarcliff basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Graves. Graves gets it into Forbes. Forbes driving in, and we've got a foul called on the shot against Sampson. Layton picked up his second personal foul. Appeared to me that it came before the shot. We'd seen some similar calls to that earlier in the half when it was whistled a 1-1 or an out-of-bounds play. This time they count the hoop. And Brian Forbes will go to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity. Well, the ball getting blocked out of bounds off of Shane Graves from my vantage point. Briarcliff has given possession of the basketball, and it eventually leads to a three-point play for the Chargers. So the Chargers lead it now 36-27. Could be a pretty big turn of events there. Rindles to Franken. Franken to Sumner. Sumner at the free throw line. Sumner, nothing there. Back over to Henriksen. Henriksen to Sumner. Sumner driving in. Dumps it off for Franken. Franken's basket is good, and he's fouled. Dalton Franken will go to the free throw line now for a three-point play chance with 7:27 remaining in the half. Dort College trying to cut the lead back to six after it grew to nine. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Franken misses the free throw. It's 36-29, Dort College down seven. Charger basketball, Forbes. Forbes dribbles it off of his foot. It's taken by Leffler in traffic. Shot off of the glass is no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles does not have the numbers. He takes it across the timeline. Right side it goes Henriksen. Henriksen back to Rindles. Rindles underneath to Franken. Franken lay in good. Dalton Franken with a two-point bucket. He's got 11. Dort College back to within five, 36-31. Briarcliff basketball, left side Harold. Harold out front Holman. Holman with it. Holman gives it back over to Erdman. Erdman three, good. Eric Erdman with the three-point bucket. He's got five, and the defenders trail 39-31. Coming back the other way with the basketball, Sumner. 6:35 and counting first half. Left side pass is Franken. Franken over to Henriksen. Henriksen out front, Rindles. Ball fake. Drives in, dumps it off for Harkness. Harkness wheels, right-handed hook off of the glass is good. Grant Harkness with a two-point bucket. He's got four. Defenders trail, 39-33. Back the other way we come. Leffler feeds it left side, Erdman. Erdman, shot off of the glass, no good. Rebound cleared out by Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles right side, Henriksen. Henriksen three, poof! Three-point basket, Alec Henriksen, he's got six, and the defenders are back to within three, 39-36, 5:57 remaining. Erdman drives in, his layup is good. Eric Erdman with a two-point bucket, comes off of the bench for 10 points per game for the Briarcliff Chargers. Dort College trailing by five. Dort College has to find a way to slow this Briarcliff team down. Driving in is Henriksen, and he is stripped of the ball by Clay Harold. And Dort College will check. Nathan Rendles out of the ball game. They got about 4.5 minutes out of him with two fouls. We'll see how long he sits. It'll be Dort College basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Nabla and O'Donnell are back in the game for the defenders. O'Donnell looking to throw it in. Still looking. Throws over the top for Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Picks up his dribble. Passes right side over to Franken. Franken up in the air, and he got fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Briarcliff and Clay Harold. That's foul number two on Harold. And going to the free throw line will be Dalton Franken to shoot a pair. Franken with four field goals already in this half. 3 for 4 from the free throw line. And he'll go to the free throw line for a 1-1. In and out, no good. So Franken misses the front end of the 1-1. Briarcliff basketball. Pass goes underneath to Williams. Williams guarded there by Nabla, and he travels with the basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Franken gives it back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell sets the play at the top of the key, picks up his dribble, passes left side over to Sumner. Sumner, O'Donnell, O'Donnell, Henriksen. Henriksen at the top of the key. Henriksen passes over to Sumner. Three ball on the way. Bang, bang, bang. Three-point bucket for Brian Sumner. He's got five, and the defenders back to within 41-39 now. Briarcliff basketball. Forbes against Sumner. And a foul called on Brian Sumner. A hand check, they say. And Brian Forbes will go to the free throw line for two shots. That's 10 fouls now on the defenders in this half. Dort College will be in the double bonus from here on out as well. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association. Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Forbes makes one of two. It's a three-point ball game. Forbes now 11 first-half points, and the Charger lead is 42-39, 4.5 minutes left to go in the quarter, and the half, that is. Franken, stutter step, shot from the baseline is good. Dalton Franken with five field goals. Dort College back to within a point, 42-41. Graves driving in against O'Donnell, and he's going to be called for a travel. Led with his forearm initially, and O'Donnell didn't give any ground. And then he came to a stop and traveled. It'll be Dort College basketball. Briarcliff showing pressure defense. Dalton Franken will bring it up. He hands it off to Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell will take it across half court. Andrew with the basketball in between the circles. Passes to Franken. Franken, three ball. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Poland, and Sumner is fouled on called for the foul on the play. And Brian Sumner has just picked up his third personal. Pat Nabla will check back into the game for the defenders. Sumner picked up the foul on the rebound. Today's broadcast made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, when the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Austin Poland with two free throws coming. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. First free throw by Poland, no good. He's got another one coming. He's a 68% free throw shooter. Free throw by Poland is up, and that one's good, so he makes one of two, and it's a two-point ball game, 43-41, Briarcliff. Poland now with 5 points. O'Donnell up the floor, sets the offense. Passes high post, Nabla faces up right elbow. Stripped by Forbes, picked up by Nabla. Nabla retreats to the center jump circle, passes it back over to Henriksen. Henriksen against Erdman, layup with the left hand, tie ball game. Alec Henriksen able to attack the hoop. He's got eight, And the defenders have tied it up with 3:31 left to play in the half. Graves passes left side, Erdman. Erdman with the basketball. Erdman to Poland. Poland strip. Coming away with it is O'Donnell. O'Donnell, one player to beat, that's Graves. Graves dives in. Shot no good by O'Donnell, but Forbes is called for the foul. And two free throws on the way for Andrew O'Donnell. So Brian Forbes whistled for his second personal foul. And Andrew O'Donnell will shoot two free throws. He was fouled in the act of shooting. Well, it's double bonus time for both teams as anyhow. Free throw by O'Donnell is no good. He's got another one on the way. So O'Donnell will size it up. Another free throw coming, and O'Donnell's second free throw is good. So Andrew O'Donnell makes one of two. He's got three, and the defenders have their first lead since it was 4-2. Erdman guarded by Franken. Comes back over to Graves. Graves, left side they go, Poland. Poland with the basketball. Erdman, step back three, missed it, no good. Rebound Poland. Poland with the basketball against O'Donnell. Layup with the right hand, good, and Poland will go to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity. So Briarcliff with a chance to extend the lead. The foul's going to go on Andrew O'Donnell. It's his first. Dort College has one player with three fouls. That's Brian Sumner. Briarcliff, by my count, has a couple of players with two fouls each. Poland makes the free throw for the three-point play opportunity, and so far he's the hero of the ballgame for Briarcliff. 5 points per game average. He's got 8 points here in the first half. Briarcliff leads at 46-44. 2:45 left to play in the first half. O'Donnell with the basketball. Pass comes right side to Nabla. Nabla out front, Franken. Franken, Harkness. Harkness, Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball with the left hand. Nothing there, O'Donnell. O'Donnell tries to feed it down low for Henriksen. For Harkness. And the ball goes out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds by Briarcliff. So it'll be Dort College basketball as they inbound it. Get it underneath to Harkness. Harkness wheels into the lane. Harkness goes up strong, and he ties the game 46-46. He's got 6 points. 2:16 remaining in the first half. Erdman passes to Poland. Poland to Forbes. Holman. Erdman driving in. His shot no good. Rebound tipped by Holman. Holman put back good. Austin Holman with 6 points, and the defenders trail 48-46. Dort College unable to keep Holman off of the glass that time. Pass left side, Nabla. Nabla, Henriksen. Henriksen right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Franken, and Franken is held on the play by Poland. So Dort College will go to the free throw line with Dalton Franken shooting a pair. First one is up and good. He has another one on the way. Dort College trying to tie the game up. Second free throw by Franken is up, and that one's good as well. Dalton Franken makes both free throws. He's now 5-for-7 from the charity stripe, and we're tied at 48 all. 1:36 remaining in the half. Poland gives it up to Wolf. Wolf back over to Leffler. Leffler tries to feed it into the corner to Wolf, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. And the Briarcliff Chargers inbounding the ball. They pass it in to Wolf. Wolf to Leffler. Leffler, Holman. Holman underneath. His shot off the glass. No good. Rebound cleared by Harkness. Dort College to O'Donnell. O'Donnell against Graves. His shot no good. Rebound tipped out, and coming away with the basketball is Holman. Here comes Briarcliff in Poland. Poland hesitates, drives underneath, dribbles through the lane, kicks it over to Wolf. Wolf to Holman. Holman with the basketball. Holman against Harkness. Instead, they go back over to Wolf. Wolf to Graves. Graves, high archer, good. Shane Graves with the three-point basket, his first of the day. And the Briarcliff Chargers own a 51-48 lead under a minute to go in the first half. 41 seconds on the game clock, 18 on the shot clock. Steal by Loeffler, but they call him for a kick. Inbounding the basketball will be Dort College's Alec Henriksen. And they get it inbounded to Franken. Franken in traffic, shot blocked by Wolf, rebound Wolf. Wolf with the basketball. And Briarcliff can, in effect, hold for the final shot of the first half. Looks like a two-second difference. Shane Graves hit a three moments ago. He's got the ball at the center jump circle. Now bounces it over to the right side, a couple of dribbles. Andrew O'Donnell is giving him some space. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell on the right side on defense. Here comes Graves. Kicks into the corner. Poland. Poland, three ball. Got it. Poland with a three, and back-to-back threes by Briarcliff to close the half. Give them a six-point lead, 54-48. Poland, a big first half for the Chargers. Did not expect that. He's got 11 in the first half of play, and the Briarcliff Chargers lead at 54-48 at the intermission. Let's take a break and be back with a recap of the first half of play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College battled back from an 11-point deficit at 31-20 to tie the game 43-43 with 3:31 left to go in the first half. We were tied again at 46-48. Dort College led briefly at 44-43. But then back-to-back three-pointers by Briarcliff. Austin Poland hit one. Shane Graves hit the other. And the Briarcliff Chargers have a 54-48 lead at half. The numbers look like this, and they're about what you would expect. Both teams shooting well from the floor. Dort College, 18 of 32 for 56%. Briarcliff, 19 of 37 for 51%. Dort, 4 for 7 on threes, 57%. Briarcliff 5 of 10 on threes, 50%. Free throws, Briarcliff 11 of 13. Dort College 8 of 12. The 8 of 12, 67% for the defenders. 11 of 13, 85% for the Chargers. Right now that really is, in essence, the difference in the basketball game. Rebounding, Briarcliff has out-rebounded Dort College 21 to 13. I'm a little surprised by that statistic. Both teams have three turnovers. Both teams have one steal. Individually, Dort College led by Dalton Frankens, 15 points, 5 for 9 from the floor, 5 of 7 from the free throw line. 7 points for Nathan Rindles. He was bothered by early foul trouble. He's got 6 assists, and he's got 2 fouls. 8 points for Alec Henriksen off of the bench, 3 for 4 from the deck, 1 for 1 from 3-point line, 1 for 1 on free throws. 7 points for Brian Sumner, 6 for Grant Harkness. Henriksen, Sumner, and Harkness a combined 9 for 11 from the floor. Austin Bikerk has a pair of points. Andrew O'Donnell has 3 points. For Briarcliff, 12 points for Brian Forbes, 11 for Austin Poland, 6 points for Austin Holman, and another 6 points for Austin Loeffler. 7 points for Eric Erdman, 4 for Ricky Williams, 3 for Shane Graves, and 3 for Clay Harold. Briarcliff has 3 players with 2 fouls each. They are Poland, Forbes, and Harold. Dort College, 3 players with 3. They are Sampson, Bikerk, and Rindles. Sumner has 3 fouls. Leighton Sampson not been terribly effective so far. He's got two personal fouls as well. He only played 8 minutes and 36 seconds in the first half. And that's all he's got to show for the first half of play. Just a couple of fouls. He did not get a shot attempt. He did not score. He did not get a rebound. Need a little bit more out of Layton here in the second half. And I know I am always very good at stating the obvious. We're at halftime. Briarcliff leads it 54-48 at the half. Let's take a break and be back with a rundown of the GPAC scores right after this. This is Dart College Basketball on KDCR. GPAC scores for men's play, either at half or near half. Midland leads Hastings 44-37 in Fremont. Dakota Wesleyan leads Morningside at the Corn Palace 43-40. Nebraska Wesleyan leads Doan in Lincoln 61-48. No report on Northwestern and Mount Marty. Earlier tonight, women's basketball, Hastings over Midland 74-63. Briarcliff over Dort 53-38. Northwestern a 91-83 winner over Mount Marty. Morningside defeats Dakota Wesleyan 86-48. Doan over Nebraska Wesleyan 68-59. And Concordia shuts down the College of St. Mary 73-67. Coming up this Saturday, Dort College basketball on KDCR as the defenders host the travel to the Hastings College Broncos in Hastings, Nebraska. That will be a 2 o'clock start time for the women and a 4 o'clock start time for the men. You can hear those games on KDCR 88.5 FM. Let's take another break and be back with the second half of action from Sioux City right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders Dort College on defense. Briarcliff has the basketball. Brian Forbes will inbound. And Brian Forbes gets the ball inbounded to Shane Graves, and we are underway with the second half of play. Pass goes left side to Leffler. Leffler on the wing. Leffler back out front. Three on the way. In and out, no good by Clay Harold. And Dort College has the basketball up the floor. With it is Rindles. Rindles tries to pass it down low for Sampson, and I'm not surprised at all to see Dort College try to get Leighton Sampson involved early here in the second half. 19:41 remaining in the second half. Sampson very quiet in the first half of play. Pass comes into Rindles. Rindles with it. Rindles working against Leffler. Comes back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Rindles. Rindles underneath Sampson. Leighton two-point bucket. Dort College lead trails 54-50. Brian Forbes gets it near midcourt. Fires it into the corner. With it is Leffler. Leffler to Holman. Holman blocked on the play by Sampson. Here comes Dort College. Franken ahead to O'Donnell. O'Donnell high off of the glass. Reverse layup. Good. Dort College back to within two. 54-52. Dort College down two. With the basketball is Graves. Graves back out front. Harold. Harold. Leffler. Leffler to Graves. Graves guarded there by O'Donnell. Graves picks up his dribble. Comes over to Forbes. Forbes to Leffler. Leffler with the basketball. Leffler to Holman. Holman working on Sampson. His shot too strong off of the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Andrew with it at the top of the key. Dort College has scored the first 4 points of the second half. Franken into the corner. Bikerk. Bikerk up strong. Layup good. Austin Bikerk with a two-point bucket. He's got four, and the defenders have tied it up 54 all. 18:27 left to play in the second half. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Briarcliff. Back with more after this. Briarcliff basketball after the timeout. Dort College has scored the first 6 points of the second half of play. Forbes with the basketball out front. Holman. Holman right side. Graves. Graves looking for Harold. Instead gives to Forbes. Forbes right wing. Forbes guarded there by Rindles. Step back three by Forbes. No good. Rebound by Holman, though. Holman against Sampson gives it up. Forbes. Forbes bucket good. He's got 14. Briarcliff reestablishes a two-point lead, 56-54. Bikerk to Franken. Franken for the tie from the baseline. His shot no good. Tap no good. Rebound controlled by Briarcliff. Here come the Chargers after the two-point bucket at moments ago. Graves drives in. Left-handed layup is good. Graves with five. Defenders trail 58-54. 17:30 remaining in regulation. Down to the baseline is Rindles. Rindles to Sampson. Sampson, layup good. Leighton Sampson split the defense, took it up strong. Defenders trail by two. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by Holman at the other end. Harold looking for the trailer, Forbes. Forbes driving in with the left hand, layup good. Forbes with 16, came in averaging 15.2 points per game, and the Chargers lead 60-56. Bikert to Sampson, and Sampson has a stripped on the help defense by Graves. Graves to Leffler. Leffler on the left side. Leffler drives in, loses it on the way up. Picked up by Franken, and Holman commits the foul. Austin Holman, 6'7 senior from Lamar's, whistled for the personal foul. His second. And the Dort College defenders will inbound in the backcourt, trailing by four. Rindles will check out of the ballgame. Henriksen is back in, trying to protect Rindles a little bit from himself, from picking up that third foul. Dort College will bring it up. This is O'Donnell. O'Donnell across the timeline. Andrew, guarded there by Leffler. Passes left side to Franken. Franken with the basketball, Bikert. Bikert gives it up O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball on the wing. Andrew with it on the right side. Splits the defense, puts it up, shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. It's going to be either on Leffler or Holman. Foul's going to go on Austin Holman. So Holman whistled for the personal foul, his third. He's picked up number two and three in rapid succession. Andrew O'Donnell will go to the free throw line. He's got 5 points so far tonight. Now six. Sumner will check into the ballgame. Sampson checks out. Franken checks out. Harkness and Sumner are in. Rindles is waiting at the scorer's bench if O'Donnell makes this free throw. Andrew O'Donnell with 6 points, came in averaging 7.7 points per game. Free throw by O'Donnell is up and good, so Andrew makes them both. He's 3-for-4 from the free throw line, and the defenders are back to within two at 60-58, 16:30 remaining in the second half. Dort College trailed by six at the half, fought back to tie it with six straight. Graves passes left side. Harold will put up the three off the dribble, and Harold drills it. Clay Harold with six. Defenders trail 63-58. Henriksen right side, it goes to Harkness. Harkness to Sumner. Sumner might have been on the baseline when he caught it. Got away with one there. It'll be Dort College basketball on the baseline after Briarcliff tapped it away. Rindles will throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Nathan Rindles to trigger it. And Rindles gets it in to Sumner. Sumner back to Rindles. Rindles deep right side. Nathan with the basketball. Working against Forbes. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Graves. And Nathan Rindles is called for a foul in the backcourt. That's his third. So Nathan Rindles picks up his third personal foul. And it'll be Briarcliff basketball on the backcourt. Erdman will check the ball in for Briarcliff, and the Chargers with a chance to build on a five-point lead, 63-58. It goes to Forbes. Forbes to Harold. And Harold nails the three at the top of the key. He's got nine. Might have gotten away with some steps as he got his feet set. No call came, though, and the Dort College defenders trail by eight. They've trailed by as many as 11 tonight. And now a charging foul called on Austin Bikert as he leans in against Brian Forbes. And Bikert is whistled for the personal. That's his third. Things not getting any easier for the defenders right now. Bikert has just picked up his third. Henriksen, Harkness, and Bikert all check out. Frank and Sampson, O'Donnell, Nabla, and Sumner on the floor for the defenders now. Barcliff taking control after Dort College had tied it. Into the corner, another three, it's good. Clay Harold with three threes here in the second half. Briarcliff matches their biggest lead of the ballgame, 69-58. And the defenders are forced to call a timeout after surrendering 9 points in a row. Timeout, Dort College, back with more after this. Dalton Franken comes out of the timeout, hits a jumper from the top of the key. Dort College trails by nine. Shane Graves, bucket attempt in the lane, no good. Dort College grabs the rebound. Nathan Rendell's back in the game. Sumner with it on the right elbow. Dort College couldn't afford to go without Rendell's any longer, and they checked him right back in and see how long he can go before he picks up his fourth. Misses the three. Here's Forbes running downhill. Brian Forbes takes it hard to the rack. He's got 18, and the defenders trail 71-60. Rendell's to Nabla. Nabla with the basketball. Nabla to Rendell's on the right wing underneath Franken. Franken is stripped. Goes out of bounds, last touch by Eric Erdman. It'll be Dort College basketball. Nabla is out. Sumner is out. Henriksen is in. Beikirk is in. Rendell's will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass comes in to Sampson. Sampson driving in, and he is hip-checked out by Ricky Williams, and that takes a little bit, but Ricky Williams, pretty solid young man as well. He picks up his second personal foul in the process. Team foul number three against Briarcliff. 14-17 left in regulation. Throwing the ball in will be Rendell's. Rendell's to Traeger. Nathan looking. Still looking. And a 5 seconds call. Didn't get the ball inbounded. To 60, our score, Dort College. Down 11. Bringing the basketball up, Briarcliff and Erdman. Erdman passes high post, Forbes. Forbes with the basketball, Williams. Williams looking for Erdman on the perimeter. Instead, he pivots out. Guarded by Forbes, guarded by gets it to Forbes. Now to Beikirk, Beikirk to Williams, and Sampson commits a foul. Layton picks up his third personal foul. To the free throw line will be Ricky Williams. Williams, a 71% free throw shooter. Averaging 7.4 points per game this season, the 6'6 senior junior from Carson, Iowa. He goes to the free throw line to try and extend the lead. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Williams. He's got another one on the way. 5 points now for Williams, four in the first half. And the defenders trail by a dozen, 72-60. And now you got to start closing the gap if you're Dort College. Briarcliff, good guards, veteran guards. And they'll start to take the air out of the basketball and shorten up this game if you don't start chipping away. Ricky Williams makes both free throws. He's got six, and the defenders trail by 13, 73-60. 13:52 remaining in regulation. High post, Austin Beikirk. Beikirk in the lane, Sampson. Sampson off of the glass, good with a left hand. Sampson from about 10 feet out. Now the run out. They get it over to Leffler. Leffler gives it to Williams. Williams with a left-handed hook of his own. He's got eight. Dort College and Briarcliff exchanging buckets. Can't afford to do that. Down 13. Right side it goes Henriksen. You got to start stringing together two or three stops. Pass goes into Sampson. Sampson with eight. Dort College trails 75-64. Erdman with the basketball guarded by Henriksen. Comes out front. Wolf. Wolf right side Leffler. Leffler at the free throw line. Leffler stepped back from 10, missed it, no good, but there for the rebound is Wolf. It's down on the floor now, out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Thirteen oh one left to go in the game, 27 seconds on the shot clock. 11-point lead for the Chargers. Briarcliff inbounding right side of the lane. Throwing in the freshman, Erdman. He gets it into Williams. Williams clears it to Leffler. Leffler in between the circles out front, guarded there by Franken. Feeds it left side, Wolf, guarded by Henriksen. Man-to-man defense applied by the defenders. They look down low for Williams. Williams working against Beikirk, and Austin Beikirk's going to pick up the personal foul. And Austin Beikirk, the freshman from Jenison, Michigan, just got a lesson in post position at the college level. Once Ricky Williams had him sealed, he was not letting him get around. And Austin has just picked up his fourth personal foul. Checking into the ballgame is Harkness now for the defenders. Shot on the way. Three is good. Clay Harold, another three. He sticks this one in from the right wing, and the Chargers lead at 78-64. Nabla with the basketball. Nabla in between the circles. He passes left side Henriksen. Henriksen underneath Sampson against Williams. Double team, fires out of it, gets it away to Henriksen. Henriksen shot no good. Rebound cleared by Wolf. Wolf long pass ahead. Touch pass back over to Williams. And Williams is blocked on the play by Sampson. A collision. Williams went down hard. His head bounced off of the floor. He's hurting. He gets up slowly, gets it away to Franken, and now a collision on the other end. And the North College defenders, Dalton Franken, will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Ricky Williams shaken up on the play. Whacked the back of his head against the floor. As he went down, his backside hit first, and then the momentum. And once that tree starts falling, came tumbling down. He got up slowly. He's staying in the ballgame, though. Dalton Franken goes to the free throw line, and he'll take his first free throw, and he makes it. He's got another one on the way. 18 points now for Dalton Franken. 12:07 left to play in regulation. Briarcliff in the driver's seat, 78-65. And that one's off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Nabla. Out to Henriksen, three-pointer. There's your four-point possession. 78-68, North College back to within four as Henriksen knocks down the triple. He's got 11 points, and the defenders trail by 10. Plenty of time left in this one, but you've got to try to slow down a very high-powered Briarcliff offense. They pass it to Williams. Williams shot blocked. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Here comes North College. Rindles driving in, and we've got a blocking foul called on Briarcliff. Nathan Rindles will go to the free throw line to shoot two. As they say, he was in the act of shooting. Clay Harold picks up his third personal foul. Well, three of the seven staff personnel for Briarcliff up off of the bench, voicing their displeasure. Slowly one retreats. Nick Nelson still up on his feet, but head coach has always given that latitude. Now they've got back to Nick Nelson, the only one standing. Ross Dalma standing for the Dort College defenders in front of their bench. Nathan Rindles shooting two free throws. I believe the argument was that they did not believe Nathan Rindles was shooting. Rindles makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. 78-69. Been a little wild and woolly here. Dort College trying to cut it back down to an eight-point lead with a made free throw here by Rindles. Rindles with 8 points today. This one's up and good as well. So Rindles is 3 for 4, and we've got a timeout on the floor charged to Dort College. 78-70, Dort College on a six-point run. Back with more after this. 78-70, our score. Dort College down eight. Cut 4 points off of what was a 14-point lead. Beg your pardon, 6 points off of what was a 14-point lead. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Nabla, Rindles, O'Donnell, Henriksen, and Harkness on the floor for the defenders. Briarcliff countering with Forbes, Graves, Harold, who has had the hot hand here in the second half, four threes, five for the ballgame, Holman, and Graves. Starting five on the floor for the Chargers. They run Harold off a screen. Nabla chases him. They get it to Holman. Holman into the lane, and he is stripped on the way up by Patrick Nabla. Nabla whistled for his second personal foul. So free throws on the way for Austin Holman. First free throw on the way for Holman is up and good. Holman with 7 points. He had four really early. Second free throw by Holman is up and good, and it's back to a 10-point ball game. Franken is in. Nabla is out. 80-70. Briarcliff in front by 10. Dort College gets it inbounded to Rindles. Rindles with the ball across half court. Nathan has it. Right side. Henriksen. Henriksen looking. He's got it in between the circles now. Passes back over to Nathan. Nathan, spin move into the lane. Gets it away to Harkness. Harkness, bucket good. Grant Harkness with 8 points. Dort College trails 80-72. Back the other way. And Henriksen trying to set up to take the charge. Graves runs into him, but we've got a blocking foul called on the defenders, and I believe that's going to go on Dort College and Grant Harkness rather than Henriksen, so Henriksen pays the price. But it was Harkness who gets called for the personal foul. Free throws on the way for Graves. He's a 58% free throw shooter. First one for the left-hander is up and good. Well, Graves in his third year as point guard for Briarcliff, and I certainly don't remember him missing many free throws when they played Dort College, but he is a 58% free throw shooter for the season. Second free throw is up, and that one's good. 7 points for Graves. And the Chargers lead it, 82-72. Into the front court with the basketball is Sumner. Sumner on the left wing, now Franken. Franken wheels around to the right side. He's attacking against Graves. Instead, passes out front to Rindles. Rindles against Forbes. Passes back over to Franken. Franken has a blocked out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. We approach the midpoint of the second half. Briarcliff in the driver's seat, 82-72. This Briarcliff unit can score quickly. Rindles, Dort College trying to slow him down. Sampson back to Rindles. Rindles, no-look pass, and it's taken away by Holman. Now taken back by the defenders. O'Donnell with it. O'Donnell looking. Back over to Sumner. Sumner into the lane. And who's it going to be on? There's a foul called against Dort College. And Brian Sumner has just picked up his fourth, and quite honestly, I did not see that one. I thought they were going to call it on a screen. So Sumner checks out of the ballgame, and he will leave for a while. He's got four fouls. Not been an easy night for the defenders. You didn't expect it, though, playing the number four team in the country. Holman, layup good. Holman off the give from Graves. He's got 10, and Briarcliff pushes the lead back to a dozen at 84-72. Rindles to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball driving in. Forbes matches up with him. Fires it out front. It's taken away by Graves. Graves a foot race, and he slips. He turns his ankle. He's hurt. So a player shaken up for Briarcliff. And evidently not hurt that badly as he jogs off to the bench. He slipped and fell. Looked like he turned his ankle. Motioned to the bench immediately like he wanted assistance. Had a couple players race out and a trainer race out, and he ends up jogging off of the floor. Dort College down by 14. Pass left side over to Franken. And we've got a hold called against Briarcliff. Foul called on Briarcliff and Austin Leffler, his second. Team foul number 6 on the Chargers. Both teams are in the bonus from here on out after this inbounds play. Rindles gets it inbounded to Sampson. Sampson against Holman. And we've got a reach-in foul called on Austin Poland. Poland whistled for his third. So they call a reach-in foul against Poland. Free throws on the way now for Leighton Sampson. And this will be a 1-1 for Leighton. So free throw by Leighton is up and through. Sampson shooting his first free throws of the night. He's got 9 points. trying to cut it back down to a dozen-point difference. 9:42 left to go in regulation. Pretty tall hill, or pretty steep hill for the defenders to climb. Sampson's second free throw is up and through. He's got 10. And the defenders trail it, 86-74. Graves up the floor, passes over to Poland. Poland back to Graves. Graves back in the ballgame moments after being shaken up. Ball deflected out by Rendles, and it's last touched by the defenders. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. And throwing the ball in for Briarcliff will be Shane Graves. Graves gets the return pass, gets a screen, now drives in, dumps it back over to Poland. Poland, off-balance shot, no good. Rebound Sampson, and the ball is tipped away from him. Out of bounds, last touch by Briarcliff and Austin Poland. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College gets the ball inbounded. This is Rendles quickly up the floor. Nathan has the basketball in between the circles. Passes high post to Sampson. Sampson back over to Nathan. Nathan right wing. Thought about the three. Decides against it. Now Sampson. Sampson, they bring the double team. He fires out of the double team across the floor over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, his shot missed. Rebound tapped out by Franken, and Dalton Franken is called for a foul on the rebound. His second. And will walk the other way with a 1-1 on the way for the Briarcliff Chargers. Austin Bikerk will check into the ballgame with 9 minutes remaining in this one. Guaranteed, one of the first comments Coach Ross Dommel will make about this contest was too many points given up by the defenders, too many easy looks for the Chargers. Brian Forbes shooting 1-1, makes the first one. He's got 19. Another one on the way for Forbes. .2 points per game average. He's got 19 now. And 20. Briarcliff leads at 88-74. And a foul in the backcourt called on Eric Erdman, I believe. Getting a little chippy right now. Erdman whistled for the personal, his first. Free throws on the way for Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell with 7 points. At 3 at halftime. A field goal and a couple of free throws here in the second half. 1-1 opportunity here for O'Donnell. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. He's got another one coming. 88-75, Dort College, down 13. Well, you certainly have to make these free throws. Make up some ground with the clock stopped. Second free throw by O'Donnell is off the mark, no good. Dort College trails 88-75. Briarcliff with the basketball. Graves up the floor, 8:50 and counting. 13-point advantage for the Chargers. Back to Graves. Graves splits the defense, dumps it off for Holman. Holman, reverse layup, good. 12 points for Holman. Briarcliff leads at 90-75. Henriksen. Top of the key, Franken. Franken against Forbes. Comes back left side over to Bikerk. Bikerk on the wing. Now Henriksen inside to Sampson. Sampson misses on the hook shot. Forbes saves it in to Holman. Holman hands it back to Forbes, and Forbes will walk it up. Forbes passes it. Left side, Graves. Graves to Forbes. Forbes, 12-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Bikerk. Bikerk gets it away to Henriksen. Henriksen tries to go into the lane, bounce pass. Sampson has to gather it in. Now Bikerk. Bikerk turns his shot in the lane, hangs on the rim, won't fall through. Rebound taken away by Briarcliff. Briarcliff on a jailbreak. Long bounce pass ahead to Harold. Harold's shot no good. Clay Harold misses the three. Here comes Dort College in transition back the other way. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell loses it in traffic. Ball's down on the floor. Three players down on the floor. Here comes Briarcliff. Briarcliff up the floor, Harold. Harold at the free throw line. Reverses back to Erdman. Erdman three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. O'Donnell will walk it up. Dort College down 15. Dort College slows it up. Andrew O'Donnell with it in between the circles. Tries to fire it back to Sampson, and it's taken away by Briarcliff. Briarcliff will now walk it up, trying to shorten up the game. Shane Graves takes it across the timeline, 20 on the shot clock. Left side pass, they go short corner to Forbes. Forbes gives it up, Holman, Holman left elbow. Holman back over to Forbes, Forbes three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball to Franken. Franken turns on the Jets, drives in, shot is up, blocked. Rebound cleared by Briarcliff, might have been a goaltend as the ball was coming off of the glass. Now Graves, Graves in between the circles. Shane Graves will set the offense. 6:30 remaining in this ballgame. Briarcliff in the driver's seat, 90-75. Graves throws it up with a left hand, shot no good. There for the rebound of the putback is Holman. Holman now with 14, and the defenders trail 92-75, and Dort College will call the timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders trailing the Briarcliff Chargers, 92-75 at the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City, Iowa. Dort College made a charge at Briarcliff in this one. At half, Dort College tied it up with the first 6 points of the second half. Now a steal by Briarcliff, stolen back by Dort College. They pass it to Rendles. He drives baseline, and he lost it as he drove baseline. The high dribble got away from him, goes out of bounds. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Briarcliff leading by 17, 92-75. Shane Graves will bring the basketball up for the defenders. He passes right side to Erdman. Now Wolf, Wolf at the free throw line, backs it out. Erdman, Erdman pulls up. Dumps it underneath for Williams. Williams layup good. Ricky Williams with 10. Briarcliff leads 94-75. Nabla to Sumner. Sumner right side, Rendles. Rendles to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell, Sumner. Sumner, Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. Rendles driving in. Lost it. Picked up by Sumner. Sumner drops it in for Harkness. Harkness double team. Back over to Beesum. Three in and out. No good. Rebound taken down by Nabla. Nabla gives it back over to Harkness. Harkness throws it down. He's got 10. 94-77. Credit Nabla with the hustle points there. Mount Marty with the basketball. Mount Marty in between the circles. Graves. Graves will drive in, and we've got a foul called on. That's going to go on Nathan Rendles, and that's Nathan's fourth. '94-77, Dort College down 17. Rendles will check out of the basketball game along with O'Donnell and Nabla. Free throws on the way for Graves. Graves 2-for-2 from the free throw line so far. He's got 7 points for the ball game. Makes the first one. He's got another one on the way. 95-77, pending another free throw. 5:01 remaining. Second free throw is up, and that one's good as well. 96-77. Graves makes them both. Graves with 9. Pass goes right side, Sumner. Sumner picks up his dribble, feeds it down low for Harkness. Harkness puts it up, blocked partially by Williams. And a foul on the play called on Austin Beikirk on the rebound. And for Austin Beikirk, that is number 5. He'll foul out of the ballgame with 4:50 remaining. So Austin Beikirk fouls out of the contest with 4 points. Leighton Sampson is back in. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Clay Harold. Harold getting his first point on something other than a three-point bucket here with that free throw. He's got 16, now 17. Briarcliff leads 98-77, 4:48 remaining. Henriksen into the front court over to Harkness. Harkness to Franken. Franken, Henriksen. Henriksen three, missed it, no good. And the rebound is taken down by Harold. Harold outlets over to Shane Graves. Graves across the timeline. Danny Voss will check into the ballgame in a moment. Pass goes left side. Ross Cooper also will check in along with Patrick Nabla. Graves gives it up. Back over to Harold, and Harold is stripped on the way up by Henriksen. Henriksen whistled for the personal foul. And for Alec, that is number one. J.D. Bohr also waiting at the scorer's table for the defenders. Dort College trailing 98-77. Now 99-77. Clay Harold makes the first free throw. He's got another one on the way. So Dort College with Nabla, Harkness, Cooper, Bohr, and Voss on the floor. Briarcliff, another free throw on the way for Harold. He's 3 for 3 from the free throw line, now 4 for 4. Nabla throws it in to Danny Voss. Danny Voss takes it across the timeline. Voss to Nabla, Nabla to J.D. J.D. Bohr picks up his dribble. J.D. passes to Nabla, Nabla, Danny Voss. Voss, double team, gives to Nabla. Nabla, Voss, Voss in the lane. His shot is good. Voss with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 179. Give it up, Holman. Holman shot blocked by Harkness. Rebound controlled by Wolf. Wolf back over to Leffler. Leffler to Graves. Graves with it at the free throw line. Shot on the way by Harold. No good. Rebound taken down by Cooper. Ross Cooper with the basketball. Ross into the front court. He passes left side over to Harkness. Harkness looking down low. Passes to Voss. Voss at the top of the key underneath Nabla. And the ball is deflected out of bounds. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. So Briarcliff checks a new player into the ballgame we haven't seen yet tonight. That's number 15, Jeff Dobbington. Dobbington checks in, joins Leffler, Erdman, Wolf, and Poland on the floor. 3:05 remaining in the contest. Leffler fade away from 10. Good. Leffler with 8. Dort College trails 102-79. Right side pass, Bohr. J.D. has it on the right wing. J.D. gives it up, Danny Voss. Voss to Cooper. Cooper gives it up. Harkness. Harkness has it stripped by Dobbington. Also checking in, Gabe Rethwish for Briarcliff. Leffler checks out. Throwing it in, Danny Voss for the defenders, into Harkness. Harkness with a two-point bucket. He's got 12. 102-81, North College down 21-235 and counting. Right side pass. This is Erdman. Erdman against Cooper. Erdman drives in. Cooper blocks it. Erdman will go to the free throw line as he was fouled on the play. Eric Erdman with 7 points, all of them coming in the first half. Erdman, an 80% free throw shooter coming into the contest. He's listed 5'11". That might be generous. Misses the front end. He's got another one on the way. 5'11", freshman from Forest City, Iowa. This one's up and good, so he makes 1 of 2. He's got 8 points. Briarcliff leads 103-81. Into the front court is Voss. Voss to Nabla. Nabla to Cooper. Cooper with the right hand. Over to Voss. Voss right wing. Voss, nothing there. Back over to Cooper. Cooper down to the baseline, and Cooper is bodied out. And Ross Cooper, freshman from Applington, Iowa, will go to the free throw line and will shoot 2 free throws. I beg your pardon, a 1-1 for Cooper. Checking into the contest for Briarcliff, Jordan Comstock. Well, Dort College had it tied 54-54 with six straight points to start the second half. Rebound by Grant Harkness off the missed free throw. Harkness fouled on the putback attempt. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Dort College was still within two at 60-58. Briarcliff, though, got a little bit of separation. Went up 73-60 with 13:52 left to go in the contest. And it was never close after that. Harkness makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. And Grant misses the second free throw. Ball's down on the floor. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. Harkness now with 13 points. Danny Voss inbounding the basketball. Voss gets it in, intended for Harkness. Take it away by the Chargers. Briarcliff up and running with it. Nothing there. Cooper comes away with a steal for the defenders. Cooper over to Danny Voss. Voss into the front court. Danny Voss at the free throw line. Nothing there. Comes back over to Nabla. Nabla right side Voss. Voss down to the baseline. Cut off, and we've got a foul on the play called on Briarcliff. Dort College will shoot free throws. 1:54 remaining. Danny Voss to the free throw line to shoot two. Double bonus time for Dort College from here on out. Free throw by Voss, right-hander. The junior from Ripon, California, makes the first one. He's got another one coming. 103-84 with another free throw. Missed that one. And the Dort College defenders trail 103-84. Voss now with 3 points. At the free throw line, Poland. Poland gives it up to Comstock. Comstock to Poland. Poland, right side. This is Wolf. Pass it right side, Wolf. Wolf, three-pointer from the wing is good. Jay Wolf with 5 points. Briarcliff leads at 106-84, 120 remaining. Nabla passes left side Cooper. Cooper, Henriksen, Harkness. Harkness shot no good. Rebound taken down by Wolf. Wolf passes it up the floor. Gets it to Comstock. Comstock, right wing. Rethwish saves it in. It's taken back by Pat Nabla. Under a minute to go in this one. Danny Voss with the basketball down to the baseline. Danny shot in traffic. No good. Rebound taken down by Comstock. Comstock to Poland. Poland with the basketball. Poland on the right wing. Poland to Wolf. Wolf left side. Comstock. 30 seconds left to play in the game. Briarcliff with the lead and the basketball. Poland drives in. Shot is blocked by Cooper. Rebound cleared by J.D. Bohr. J.D. with it on the left side. J.D. drives in. His shot short, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Briarcliff. And now the Chargers will walk it up. And this is how it's going to end. Briarcliff will defeat Dort College 106-83. Briarcliff 9-1 in the conference, 18-2 overall. Dort College 7-4 in the conference and 12-8 overall. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. 106-83 the final. Briarcliff defeats Dort College. Back with more post-game wrap-up in a moment.
The first.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College falls by a final score of 106-84, and this one played, 106-83, I guess, is the official final. I had 106-84 on my score sheet, but the official statistics come in 106-83, and that's what we'll go with. Dort College trailed at halftime, 54-48, tied it at 54. Briarcliff led the rest of the way, though, as they broke the tie at 56-54. It was a 60-58 ball game. Briarcliff outscored Dort College 13-2 to take a 13-point lead, 73-60. Dort College never able to seriously dent it after that, and they win it by the official count of 23. Dort College, 30 of 59 from the floor, 50.8%, 5 for 13 on threes, 38.5%, 18 of 27 from the free throw line, 66.7%. Briar Cliff, 35 of 73 from the floor, 47.9%, 10 for 21 on threes, 47.6%, 26 of 29 on free throws, 89.7%. Rebounding, Briar Cliff out-rebounded Dort College, 41 to 33. Turnovers, Dort College, 14. Briar Cliff had 5. Steals for Briar Cliff, 7. Dort College had 3 steals. Dalton Franken had 18 points to lead the defenders, 6 of 13 from the floor. 13 points for Grant Harkness off of the bench, 6 for 8 from the floor. 11 for Alec Henriksen, 2 for 4 from the 3-point line. 10 points for Leighton Sampson, all in the second half after going scoreless in the first half. Nathan Rendles, 9 points. Andrew O'Donnell, 8. Austin Biker had 4. 7 for Brian Sumner, 3 for Danny Voss. For the Briar Cliff Chargers, 20 points for Brian Forbes to go with 12 rebounds. 19 points for Clay Harold. 14 points for Austin Holman. 10 off of the bench for Ricky Williams. 8 for Eric Erdman. 8 points for Austin Leffler, and 9 points for Shane Graves to go along with 5 assists. Austin Holman also had 4 assists for the Chargers and had 7 rebounds. Dort College was led in rebounding by Nathan Rendles with 7. He also had 10 assists. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders fall to 7-4 in conference play. And here are the other GPAC scores before we get to Coach Ross Dalma. Midland over Hastings, 80-71. Northwestern over Mount Marty, 81-54. Dakota Wesleyan holds off Morningside at the Corn Palace, 82-80. Nebraska Wesleyan holds off Doan and Lincoln, 88-87. Standings then look like this in GPAC play. Briar Cliff is now 2 games clear of Nebraska Wesleyan and Midland. Briar Cliff 9-1. Wesleyan and Midland are 7-3. Dort College is 7-4. Dakota Wesleyan is 6-4. Hastings is 5-5. Concordia is 5-6. Northwestern is 4-6. Doan and Morningside are both 3-7. And Mount Marty is 0-10. Coach Ross Dalma has made his way out of the locker room to talk about this evening's contest, and we will keep defenders will be getting on the road shortly to head back to Sioux Center. Coach Dalma, your team for about 22 minutes or so really seemed to battle, and then Briar Cliff that little run, and obviously 106 points, too many to give up to a very good, very high-powered Briar Cliff team, and a lot of different things led into that final score, but last 18 minutes, really like to have back, I would imagine.
Yeah, Mike, I thought defensively we were making a lot of strides in the last couple weeks, and tonight we just weren't very good. We weren't very smart. We weren't very intelligent. We didn't play with a very high IQ and a lot of things that that we'd hoped to do, and they really exploited us well. I thought we made a good charge midway through the first half. I thought we made a nice charge coming out of the locker room, but you're right, the last 18 minutes wasn't good defensively at all. I mean, there's just no way that we have the firepower to keep up with somebody who scores nearly 100 points. And, you know, I thought it was a little bit of fool's gold there in the first half. You know, we were down. We had put up 48 in the first half. But even then, that's still not a recipe for our team this year. And, we let the thing get away and really didn't have a lot of fight back in the last 10 minutes.
How do you turn this game into a possession-by-possession game with Briar Cliff? Because, and as odd as that sounds, it still might be a 90-92 ball game, something like that. But how do you turn it into a possession-by-possession ball game to have success against this team?
You know, ironically, I think we can do that if we play to our strengths. And our strengths are scoring at the rim, which I thought we were able to do. But the big variable for us, and it's been a strength for us for quite some time, not just this year but in years past, is our ability to rebound the ball on both ends. They owned us in the first half. They got 8 offensive boards. I think we trailed the boards 21-13 at halftime. For us, that's got to be flipped around. You know, that's the only way that we can hang in there with a team that's as high-powered as they are. But we weren't able to do that. You know, offensive rebounding is something that we do very well. We could not get very many of those in the first half. Got a few more in the second half, but by and large, they really handled us on the boards. And that's just an area that if we're going to have success, we've got to really be able to really use as our own.
Back on the road on Saturday, playing a Hastings team that is also coming off of a loss. What do you do in preparation for Hastings over the next 2 days?
You know, this is a tough week. I mean, we're going on the road against two very good teams. Long trip on Saturday. The guys got to rebound, and we've got to have some good leadership. I think all year long we've had a lot of that. Now we've got to really see that come to fruition. I think we lack some things here tonight in that capacity, and we got to have that back. Obviously, with Hastings, it's going to be a team that gets up and down, so we're going to need to get ourselves rested, but we're going to have to get some reps in, too, to make sure that we're a little bit sharper than we were tonight.
Coach Dalma, I will let you go. Thanks for stopping by, and we'll catch up with you later.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dalma, and I believe we can shut it down. Briarcliff sweeps Dort College this evening. Women's play 53-38. Men's play 106 to 83. That will do it for a broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.